Unlocking the Future of the World, or Stalemate Prevention. Though the younger matter the most, it all matters, because we're all one family, and in the end, it is all connected. We have made some mistakes, and begun using tools that are cutting us off from making the future a happy and safe place for all. A lot of the troubles that we can't solve because they arrived at a locked state or a stalemate. These are often tragic outcomes of having spent years or decades doing nothing. The situation reduces itself to a state that has no solution. Some politicians call that a triumph in their madness, especially where it comes to mutually assured destruction, which isn't a triumph by any stretch of imagination. It's a hostage situation. It is just about things at an end. It is a tragedy. Others are pretending that some problems do not exist. For example, a lot of violent criminals suffer from lead poisoning, in a major part due to use of leaded gasoline and leaded paint. They need medical help, not punishment, as they have suffered far more than we will ever know. There are solutions, and I think all of them require education. To prevent two nations from destroying one another, you help their leaders to think themselves out of their dead end, and thus resign, surely. People who acted due to poison in their system, they need to be out of their cages, and they need therapy. They need a safe place. But from a broader perspective, we, as the great human family, have only one guaranteed way to approach problems. And that way requires thinking far ahead and preventing them from occurring in the first place. These problems are in everything we do. They are part of our daily life. They are everywhere. We need to take time and consider them all so that we may work our way out of the existing problems and learn to repair the ones that are yet to occur. This is not an easy task, but human beings are extremely intelligent. We are all what you would call geniuses, but we need to take the time to think things through and to reach out for sources of wisdom, like the great books beloved by all the thinkers and intellectuals. If we do nothing, if we just let the world and its problems drift forward, and we merely keep an eye on microplastics in our blood while counting how many species we lost or how many soldiers died in the world's battlefields, then we will surely and swiftly arrive at the impossible stalemates. Situations that maybe will never have solutions. Situations that could be prevented, but may not be fixable. Some stalemates are particularly hard to spot, such as the state of education today. The reason it's so hard to learn math, for example, is that there is no such thing as just math. The very subject divisions in schools prevent learning, not to mention grades, which prevent pretty much everything else. Once applied, mathematics we learn in school are so tiny and trivial that it is nearly impossible not to feel shame because of it. Be it as a student or a teacher or a philosopher or a 3D modeler, where high school mathematics are just a pop-up box. And here, in school, we find the root of it all. Middle school, the place where the last few lessons that are worthy of us are had. Before teachers start pretending to teach, and students, under the incredible threat of never getting a job and dying in poverty, start pretending to learn. It is a tiny step from here, to become a bully, to get drafted, and realize that you just became a slave to a stupid war driven by a dictator animated by antidepressants. See, all of this has to be prevented. By doing nothing to prevent problems like these, the problems may become completely unfixable. As you grow to become a great being, please, please do not merely ask, what would I do to solve this or that world problem? But instead, ask the correct question. What would I do to prevent those problems from occurring in the first place? As that is the only place where you will ever find real solutions. The one lesson that none of the members of our great human family should ever forget is that to grow up means to grow all the way up.